we tried everything. And really, we were close to desperation. We knew that the substance might have some vasodilator activity. Because sometimes when we put whatever was made that we didn't know what it was, it relaxed a vascular tissue. So we were convinced that whatever it was a new substance, which we started calling PGX. And again, we worked for several weeks without knowing what it could be. And one day on a coffee break with Stuart and with Richard Grileski, I said, look, we were looking for thromboxane A2, which is a vasoconstrictor and an aggregator of platelets. We have found a vasodilator. To complete the equation, this substance must inhibit platelet aggregation. So it's exactly the biological. Too much imagination, said Richard Grileski. So that afternoon, Bunting and I did the experiment. And it was a wow experiment, no doubt about it, because the moment we tested it on platelets, the platelets were completely obliterated, didn't aggregate. We started to dilute, and we knew we had found probably the most potent inhibitor of platelet aggregation that was known, that very same afternoon. So the next day, I went to John Vane and I said, I think we have discovered something new. And he laughed and said, you have to show me that. And for several weeks, actually, I show him the data. And he used to joke with me, said, have we still discovered something new? And I said, yes, we have. And that's the story about prostacycline.